saying that's how we could.
Good. In other words, so we accepted the possibility that that when it comes to in the Kiddushin case, right? That what did you say, Weiss, last time? That see, we all forgot. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
What?
Yeah, the getting.
Oh, yeah.
What are the facts?
Ugh, the get sent. So what? So the get sent, and then normally midoraisa, if he changes his mind, it's bevotel. But then the chacham came along, and according to one sheet, the chacham came along, and then it's a kana that's ain't a bevotel. If she doesn't know about it,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. What do you want to say? Right, right. That was a chiddush.
Oh, right.
Right, right, right. No, it used to be before, and it was simply that the shaliach was responsible for the nesina of the get, but now he takes on a chazal came along, give him an added responsibility. Right? Okay, which is good. That's a good segue because what that means is that ultimately the shaliach, in other words, in the koach, in the oker version, so the shaliach is really, in a sense, we'll call him as a the shaliach in a sense is taking the das of the Baal. I mean, the Baal is giving the das over. So that's a very good transition to the next point, because now the Gemara says you don't have to say Oker Davar. Rather, you could say there's another version of the Baal giving over his das. Right? And that is normally Manda Mekadesh Adai Derabana Mekadesh. What do you mean? You see the halacha is taking this as an axiom. It's interesting. That's a great area to explore why Chazal did this. But the axiom is that, what do you call it? That when you get married, so what happens when you get married? You give your das over to Beis Din, so to speak, okay? But when you say Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, you're giving over to Beis Din. So therefore, Afke'inu Rabbanu L'Kiddushin, here it comes. So therefore, what happens as a result of that? Since your das all along was in the hands of Beis Din, so now when the Baal sends out the get, okay? So what do the Chachamim say? It's not that they're not actually transforming the status of the get, rather they're saying all along, right, the Kiddushin itself, the giving of the money, wasn't really an act of Kiddushin, rather it was giving over Kesef, as a matana. So therefore, it was never a good Kiddushin to begin with. So when they say Eina Bevotel, they're not actually touching the status of the get. They're saying the get never generated actual Chalos get, because all along, they could say that there was never a Maisa Kiddushin. Okay? And then the Gemara, let's do the next point.
So
hold on. Right. Facts. These are the facts. Okay, and then the Gemara says, Amali Rabbi Noravashi, Hatenach de Kaddish Bekaspa. We saw the Ramban on this. But anyway, 1 second. So he asks a question. He says, that makes sense by giving over the money. I can live with that. What about Bia? Bia, my Ikala Meimar. What are you going to say? Like, they're going to say that Bia never happened? Right? No. So the answer is that they'll say that, no. The same way they can say that the Kiddush, the act of giving money was a Matana and not an act of Kiddushin, they can say by Bia. The Bia was one of Znus. It wasn't a Bia of Kiddushin. It was Bia's Znus. They do the same thing. Okay. You have to know is like this: a Baal can make a Tanai in Kiddushin. Okay, that we know. In other words, when a guy gets married, he can put a condition in the very Kiddushin itself. You guys know this. Well, you're getting okay, whatever. But I'm saying, you see that by getting also, you can make conditions by shtar. So all Chazal did was, since conditions already exist normally, they make another condition. They're saying there's a condition that when you get married, when you say Kedash Moshe of Yisrael, this is, you're acknowledging this condition. Okay. Good. That's all we need to know about that. So what's happening here? What's the mechanism here? Is it really retroactive?
No, because all along...
I was saying before. So if you're saying that when you say Al-Das Chachamim, what you're really saying is that the Chachamim constantly acknowledge that this thing is a... They're willing to acknowledge this thing is a valid marriage as long as you're following directives, whatever, X, Y, Z, or as long as you don't do X, Y, Z. So now, the moment that happens, the moment the guy tries, and this like this case over here by Shalech the Get, so what happens? So they'll activate the Tanai, right? Now again, now when we say, does that mean that historically speaking, there was no wedding at all? Like, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what? But they're not changing history.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
like turning on the light switch.
Okay, they're turning on the light switch. You like, okay, what? Yeah. Say it your way. What? Mm-hmm. Say it in a way that makes you feel better. Because I'm okay.
That way,
the light switch. In other words, the Tanai means there's both. In other words, what does the Tanai mean in general? A Tanai means that my contract is conditional. It's a condition, right? It's a condition. And if I don't fulfill the condition, so it negates the contract.
Okay? All along, it's never good.
Correct. Right. Right. But that's what it means by light switch, meaning the reality of the negation of the thing exists in the very condition itself. Condition means that there's an off. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I think
it's
we can.
Just a Tanai,
but that's fine. We're going to be a question. Why is this? If my theory is correct, of every case is like a broader is getting ever so closer right. to that line of Oker Dover. Why is this even closer, or is it?
What was the previous case again?
In conceptually, how is this? Well, let me reframe it. In other words, the case before him was Hora HaShah. So Hora HaShah in the Havamina of Eliyahu, wow, we've gone way over the line. The Maskana is saying, no, we've created a scenario where they can actually be Oker Davar. It is Hora HaShah. So we have to understand, we'll get back to that when we do Tosos. We have to understand why Hora HaShah is not a violation of Oker Davar. Okay? So, but what's this case? What? Okay, there's the Olam. Okay? Good. There, but what else? Is this close to Oker Davar?
Meaning, it's actually not. There it is. They're just...
Well, we know it's not at the end of the day, but the question is it as... Remember, like, Hefker Beis and Hefker. That's like, that's pretty broad power, but it's not Oker Davar.
Here it seems like there's no power.
How are the people going to relate to this? Oh, okay. How are the people going to relate to this action?
Killing massive. Marriages. That's definitely different.
It's a massive.
I'll say killing it, but what are they doing? No, you mean if they execute, right? But before the
taking control of the
right, that certainly comes off that way, doesn't it? I mean, again, think about it. Yeah, by the way, as a rule of thumb, that's why I think it comes off that way. In other words, while technically speaking, they haven't actually tinkered with the Daraisa, but they're literally from the average Jew's perspective, what an incredible demonstration of power. Because the average Jew's gonna think the Maisa Kedushin now is always based on what the Chachamim say. That's crazy. That's like, and from their framework, the Chachamim have in a sense changed the way Kedushin works. Because from now on, every time you get married, this is the Tanai you're supposed to have. That's pretty wild. So I would argue it produces the result, the desire, in other words, the desired result of people seeing Sanhedrin as the boss, so to speak, works out well here. And they avoid the actual Oker Davar Minotaur. Okay, now what about the Bia question? So we can sneak out of that with the Ramban. Right? Remember what the Ramban said? No. What does the Ramban say? What did the Ramban say? It's not in there. So I didn't give it to you guys. The Ramban, there's a lot of different perushim in this, but the Ramban wanted to say, what do you need the Bia case for? Because Ramban wanted to say, because in the case of Kedushin, you don't have to learn that they go back and exercise the Tanai. You could learn all along that, what do they say? Hefker Beis and Hefker. They could redesignate. Yeah, I'll read it here. Don't worry. No, not that. The act of giving the money. Here. He says like this.
The money. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Parish Ramban. Shekusha Shagamara. Listen. He Yisera the Kaddish Bekasva. Oh, sorry. He Tainach the Kaddish Bekasva. Shedavka Shemekaddish Bekasef. So he's saying like this. And all he's saying is that there's no reason why you have to say they do this Tanai. You could say that all along when they got married. So Hefker Beis and Hefker, right by the Kesa. And that means that when they get that from the Bia standpoint, the guys have to have Das Chachamim when he has Bia with her, or so to speak, right? So Kamash wanted to know that when they created this Tanai, the Tanai is on the entire unit of Kedusha, meaning it's both, it's not a bad way to put it, because we're going to assume, that way, both the Kesef and the Bia. That's Ramban's point. Okay, the question is Ramban changing the Gemara? Well, I could defend the Ramban by saying, why is the Bia question such a strong question? Mimanashach, every telling me that Chazal can only exercise the Tanai, so what do I care? Why would the question be a strong question by Bia? What's the difference?
I agree.
Yeah. Oh, last Gemara. Great, read. Tashma. Sadi Amabez in Sanhedrin. And Yavamos. Yes. Tashma
Abiklu.
Yeah. No, not that one.
No, we just did that.
We did that. Tashma, Amar Avolaz Riyakov.
I'm trying to find it. Tashma, Amar Avolaz Riyakov.
Shamati. Oh, my God. Now, remember, I mentioned this during the shiur. Fascinating, right? Shamati. Like, there's a Masorah. Meaning that, like, don't you think that what they're about to say, because you know what they're going to say, is like, it's like fixing the locking system. It's like, Shamati, I heard such a thing.
I love that. Shamati has a Masorah.
I know, but none of the other Tashmas have that. He could have said Makin. Bezin Makin. It's funny. Yeah. Go ahead.
Shabazin Makin Va'on Shin.
One second.
Shabbos and Malkin Yavon Shem Minatorah, so they give
less. Shalom, Shalom Minatorah. Right.
V'lo,
say it that way.
V'lo,
there you go.
And not to violate
the good, Ella.
Ella, so Siag Latorah, but.
Stop. Okay, so what do we see? We see that, well, again, obviously we saw this in the Rambam, but we have to go in order of the Masorah. So what do we see? We see that Beis Din is able to go ahead and punish people and kill them, right? Even though, even though there's no Chiyah Midaraisa, the Torah doesn't instruct you to punish such a person. Not to violate Torah, Chas V'Shalom, rather to make a Siyag. Okay. Interesting. Maisa, that's your cue.
So there was a
Shabbos.
It was Shabbos, and the story that one man was riding a horse on Shabbos.
We may Yivanim
in the times of the Greeks. So hey, Vio Lebezin, the brothers Lebezin, us kluhu, and they stoned it. Lom nei shirari lekach, not because it was fit for that. Ella shat zrich lekach.
Rather, it was necessary. So what? Okay, v'shuv ma'isa ba'adam echad.
V'shuv ma'isa, and there's another story. Ba'adam echad chat ha'tiach b'ishukach ha'satayina, and so he had a relationship with his wife underneath a tree in public.
So they gave him Malkus. Not because he's chayv in Malkus. Right. Okay, not because he's chayv in Malkus. Okay. So clearly this doesn't fit in. Right. Now, as we saw, this doesn't fit into the normal... this is not a normal mechanism of onshin. Okay? So this certainly sounds like what? Ogre davar minatara. So the Gemara now says, Migdar Milsa Shani. Right? What's that mean? Now, let's go slow. Migdar Milsa Shani means that what? That only where... This is a very important principle. We saw it before about the yellow case. What's Migdar Milsa Shani?
To make a gather.
Right. As long as they're going to make a gather, right? So then they can Ogre davar temporarily. Okay? But when it comes to a long-term thing, that they can't do. Okay?
Well,
okay.
Does it say that?
That's what Migdal Milsa Shani means. We know this from the last Gemara. Okay. Now, recall, I asked the question, which we're going to take up also. I don't know if you took it up in Shavuos. Remember, this is the second time the Gemara fires the Migdal Milsa Shani gun. Right? Right? Because it has about the Eliyahu case. So the question that comes up is, why do we need both cases?
Yeah.
Right? There's going to be a difference between... There's going to be a reason why we need both the case of Eliyahu Bar Carmel and Harasha, and this case of Harasha. Okay? Okay. So, to help you guys out with the Hakdama, so recall that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it talks about the Eliyahu, so why did the people listen to Eliyahu and Navi?
He was muchzak.
Okay, which means he has established credentials. He's done prophetic predictions before, and they've come true. He's done his osos. He's got his license. He's got like a Navi license, okay? Good to go. Muchzak. He's muchzak. So when Eliyahu is a Har Carmel, and he's like, I'm going to shech this animal on a bama, and Graber, in the midst of his avodah zara, stops and says, "One second, you can't do that, right? How can you do that? That's violating whatever." He says, "Nah, I'm telling you, it's okay to do this, and a fire from the sky will come down and consume this sacrifice." Your answer is supposed to be, "Hey, you're Eliyahu, you got your nubby license, good to go." All right. Problem is that our Gemara in Yavamo says, "No." If Eliyahu gets up and says, "Hey," shech this korban on the bama, and Graber comes along and says, "You can't do that." Eliyahu's answer is, "Of course I can. It's a harasha, Migdal Milsa Shani, right? I can do this in order to help Bnei Yisrael return to the dust. I can do this perfectly allowed." Okay. Problem is that those are two separate reasons, right? Two separate reasons. Almost
one is that it.
Put the question, not defining it, in a more concise way, meaning. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about a prophetic phenomenon. Because he's a certain type of Navi, listen to him. The other one's talking more of a legal phenomenon. What do you mean? He could do a Rasha. A Rasha, it's permitted to do Shechita B'chutz or violate an Issur Torah or a Rasha. Okay, now granted, he is a Navi saying this, that's what we're going to dive into. What? Eliyahu Bar Carmel.
Eliyahu Bar Carmel. Mashma, Devisham, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haya Misnaveh.
Good.
Lavor.
Okay. So it was Mashma, that in the name of God, he was prophesizing to violate. Okay? Now, the implication of that is what? Is Misnaveh sounds like... Right. There's the metaphysical antenna is working, okay? And that's what's leading him to say this.
So he's standing in Har Carmel, he had a seizure, fell asleep, and he woke up and said...
That's logistics. Okay. Vikavon, The Mochzak.
Because he is established in the High Minon Bay, we trust him.
Good.
Even though he did not have nose.
Good. Okay, good. So far, so good. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However,
a love
Tishmon. Right. Okay. Right. So the Torah endorses this. Okay. It's very interesting how he cherry picks that one part of Yevamos out to apply it to here. But what he's saying is that in Yevamos, a love Tishmon teaches you that if the Navi instructs you to violate something, you got to follow him. What? It does sound like it's a Zavua.
No, one of them sounds like it's a Navi, and the other one
says, I know, but the problem is, by a love Tishmon is referring to a Navi.
A Navi, but not necessarily in a state of Nebuah.
All right, well, we'll get to all the questions.
Whatever, it's a Navi.
You could say that a Navi decides to do it, and then a love Tishmon is a
Navi. No, 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 he has to be functioning as a Navi. We'll get to that. Go on.
Betema,
Micah.
Micah Parah Hashem.
Mina. So why do you have to say that? What? That it's what do you call it? That he's doing it for the purpose of geder. No. What do you mean? Came on the alpia dibor.
Alpia dibor hayav.
Misnabe. So since what?
It was the words that he was.
God is telling him to do so. He's getting a nevuah. It's based on the prophecy, right?
Why is it okay to...
What's the... No, Mashiach Mishum Takana Drabana Shalapia Dibor. In other words, what do you have in front of you now? You have... In other words, we say this. You have two possible reasons, okay? Reason one is what? Mr. Tosos over here, you guys said you... Come on. Reason one is what? What? Moksa. But what does Moksak mean? It's saying that God told him, this is what you need to do. And the answer is, Yevamos is telling you what? Midgar Milsa. Right now, if I asked you which one carries more weight, don't think like the Rambam for a second. Which one carries more weight? If God tells you to do this versus saying, oh, it's the Kanas Ramadan?
God tells you
for sure. So Tosos is already framing this as one beats out the other. That's one question. So the Rambam can disagree with that. Okay. Next answer is, next question. Taima. Lamalon Hacha Taima Mishum Nizkazek Benevias. That's how you read it. Okay, so why over here is the reason that he's Moksok, right? Afilu
below Navi Shari, even without Navi, it's Mirna Libezin. La Aber Mishum Migdar Milsa.
That's interesting. Now that's the other extreme. There's, if we have our Migdar Milsa principle, there's no need for Moksok, right? Once I have Migdar Milsa in place, I don't have the guys have to be a Navi. He could be a, what do you call it, Bezin? It could be a Dayan. That's good enough. I don't need the mukhzak business. It's superfluous. Meaning like this. See, again, I'm maintaining Tosis is saying, question number one, if I have a choice in front of me, right, God telling me to do X versus Beis Din, I'm going to choose God. Okay? Fine. Because that's carries more weight. But now flip it. If I'm telling you Migdar Milsa Shiny is really, Migdar Milsa is really the principle, so what do I need mukhzak for? A Beis Din can come along and tell you to do it. I don't need Elio. You know what you needed on Har Carmel? A Beis Din. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the first question is saying,
in that first question is, you can never extrapolate, in other words, like this, without defining it. There's a certain quality of Alpia Dibor, right? Certain phenomenon, unique. So what are you going to do, extrapolate from Alpia Dibor to Beis Din?
I mean, that's what we're doing. So the question is, how do we have a right to do that?
How could you? Yeah. And the second question is, at the end of the day, what do you call it? What do you need Muksak for?
Right, it's that flip.
It's right, saying, it's
right,
the flip.
We know Beis Din could do
exactly.
It, so why do we even need a shot?
Right. Good. Okay. So what's the answer? The first answer is the easier one. The second and third are a little more difficult. What's the first answer?
The
Lishna. The Brisa. Okay. So you got to be very medactic in the language there. Hakol lefi sha. What does hakol lefi sha mean? Demashma
hakol b'mitzar sha. That it's all because of the need of that time.
All can be done for the necessity of the time. All can be done. Okay.
But if it's because of Dibor, why do we need...
Meaning if God's telling you to do it, then what does that have to be, what does it be, temporary or not? Right. Right. Notice what he's saying. He's saying that if God's telling you, it's not Pia Dibor, so you don't need to be Horash, it doesn't have to be temporary or not. If God's telling you to do it, you got to do it because God told you to. You're done. There's no Shah business to worry about. If God said do this, this is what you do. So therefore...
Ella Vadai Benavi Shaasa Amidato Ba'amra Bryson Miri Krop.
The Miri Krop. Okay, rather, what are you going to say? The what? Now you got to say the what? The Navi did what?
He did have his own das.
Okay, so the first answer is that Eliyahu acted on his own das, meaning it wasn't that God spoke to him. He figured out on his own, this is the way to do it. Okay? And we have that. We have those. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, of course. Okay. Okay, so. Baha Dubai Hacha de Ischazik. Right? Now, why does it say here that it was Muksak? Meaning, if you're telling me that he's not functioning now.
But he needs the status of authority.
Whoa, 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 a second. No, no. If he's. No, well, okay. I'm gonna answer. I know.
I think he doesn't even know at the moment.
In other words, what is. Here's the question. In other words, what's Eliyahu functioning as initially, before the second part of this answer here? Navi Shlomi Daito, right?
A conduit of prophecy.
I disagree, and I'll show you how. I'll disagree completely, but I'll show you how. But now, but if he's not, he's not acting off Pia Dibor, right?
Now he's
so, right, but now, but so now, but, no, so then what's Muksak mean? So Tosa says, one second.
Authority.
So 1 second. So Muksak means, Hainu Mishum Dechide Ischazik Benevius, right? Somkhan Allah B'mashahaya Maftiach Liaridas Eish V'shokhtin Alaf Tachaso Kachin B'chutz Shebizchusro V'filaso Teret Eish Meshamayim V'yemigdar Milso B'davar Shishkadash Rosh HaKadash Baruch Ram V'yakshu Yisrael Mutav. He's literally fusing all both systems together. Right, he's saying, "What's Muksak for?" So if Eliyahu had just gone up there and said, "Hey, what's it called? I'm going to do Shechita B'chutz," okay, Migra Milsa, Harash Shah, that would have been fine. He's not acting up Pia Dibor.
Even if he's not Muksak, as an Avin.
Okay, so we have to answer that. Okay, I'm going to answer that. It's easy to answer. Okay, the Rambam answers that. Okay, but what did he do? Eliyahu says, "And this big fire is going to come down from the sky." Okay, now when he says that, that's already where. Again, Graber, you're the middle of your worship of Baal. You're like, huh, 1 second. You're promising that as well? So if you were acting lo al pi hadibur, so then I can never trust that. But what I can say here is since you're muchzak, I can trust. Again, he's so poetic. He says, shebizchusko v'tulaso, right? And now through that, migra milsa.
And
right.
Basically, since this is the case, all this we can now learn that Beis Din has the right to do it.
No.
It's answering his question.
No. I'll tell you. In this version, he's saying Migdal Milsa was always part of the legal system.
Me, that's his answer.
Yeah.
I'm saying just that whatever
you're not
said,
learning. No, you're not learning Migdal Milsa from Eliyahu's case in Har Carmel.
No. That's, I think you misunderstood that.
So first of all, how do we know that Eliyahu can function as a Dayan? I'll tell you how. Because we know from the Rambam. Because we know in the Masorah, right, how's Eliyahu described? Among all these people described as what? Always. Again and again. X and Beis Dino. Eliyahu u Beis Dino. Okay? The Anshe Knesset Gedola. Anshe Knesset Gedola were what? There were, some of them were Nevi'im and also Dayanim.
Okay.
Right? So they wear both hats. So just let me just understand the mechanics here before I can answer your question. Let's understand the mechanics. So I would argue like this. I would argue that Eliyahu wears two hats. Okay, he's both a Navi and a Dayan. Okay, so what Tosos is saying is that really when it comes to Hara Shah, right, that's always part of the system, right? The idea of Beis Din coming along and suspending halacha temporarily is a natural part of the legal system, right? No kiddush there. The thing is like this: Eliyahu, when he gets up there, right? So now when he's standing in front of Klal Yisrael, even though he himself is functioning as a Dayan, right? What will people see them? What are they going to see Eliyahu as when he's standing up there? As a Navi. They don't like them as a Navi, right? It's pretty obvious. He's standing up there at Har Carmel. That's how they're going to see him, even though he's functioning as a Dayan. So let me just say from his perspective. So as functioning as a Dayan, so of course he could say you could do Shechita B'chutz, right? The only thing is that when he now says, what he called, when he now brings in this prophetic element, now you have a funny problem. Because what's he now saying? He's now, what's he doing when he says that?
Now he needs to be sacked as another.
Right, so now he's mixing, he's fusing a legal statement with a prophetic statement, right? So now that's what Tosis is saying that Muksak's coming in for. Because at that point in time, I would argue that since he attached, and there's a question like this, what would the Havmina be? That the moment he prophesizes, what's he now doing to his legal action?
Getting rid of it?
Yeah, I would say it undermines its legality. There's the moment he says, Shechita B'chutz and Eish Mishamayim, when he says Eish Mishamayim, what does that do, so to speak, to the legal aspect of it? Destroy it, undermines it. Kamashma on that, no. Then what did he do? There was an interesting idea. What does he do?
separate things.
Okay, a little more precise.
Meaning, he, on the one hand, is acting as a judge within the legal system.
Right.
On the other hand, he's acting as a Navi, because he's Muftak, and can somehow demand Yudas-ish.
Right, now here's the question. In other words, there's no question he's a... But why don't I say that violates the legal system? Nevi'im, let's bring the Rambam in. You can't change the legal system this way. How could a prophet get involved with the legal system? He's a prophet.
You understand that?
His prophecies. I say his prophecy should be a psul in the Dayanus, right? Before we see the Gemara Bava. That's what I would say at this point. It should be a psul. So what's the answer? How do we fuse together a Navi and a Dayan? How do we make it so the Nevuah is not a psul in his Dayanus? Normally I would say it's crazy. Or let me reframe it. How does Muchzak work here? Because the people say, "Oh, one second, he's what he called. He's a well-known prophet. So therefore, we can rely on his tefillah, and we could say that the Eish will come down and via Migdar Milsa b'davar shishkash Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Rabim yaksu
shalomuto." So I think it's like,
what's that idea?
Like,
okay. What's the purpose of Orah Asha? Let's get, we discussed this initially.
Yeah,
what?
Saying,
like, I know that. I'm saying like, what is Orah Asha? Let me ask another question. Why the Eliyahu Har Karmel case? Why is that the case of a Rasha?
He's convincing people.
Hold on, yeah. Okay, because the Bris is in danger. There's a reason why. It's not a coincidence that the case they choose is a Avodah Zarah, right? In other words, meaning if it was just simply a system of laws that we follow, so then that's it. But here, there's a relationship here. There's laws require adherence. We're going to go further than that. But law, you need adherence to the law, right? Meaning, well, you see it all the time. When the Chachamim come up, yeah, because when the Chachamim come up with the Rabbanan, what do they do first? They exactly, because if the people can't do it, then it can't come into law. So if the people are rejecting the system, right, and that's why they choose the Avodah Zarah, if they're rejecting the system, the Gamre, so now what has to happen? We have to figure out, we have to figure out how do we get Bnei Yisrael back into the Bris. They've exited the Bris. They've, in a sense, by exiting the Bris, they've exited the legal process. So now there's another system that's in place. Okay, this Orah Asha system. Okay, so that being the case, so what's happening here? So I would argue like this. So Elio is really a Dayan and a Navi. Okay, so in answer number one, of course, Migdar Milsa is on the books. Okay, Migdar Milsa is on the books. We know that Beis Din could do such a thing. But what's happening here? In other words, what's happening here is that now Eliyahu goes further than simply saying change that halacha suspended. He's adding another dimension, which is some sort of like a divine event. Okay, So in such a thing, so just factually, so Tosa is saying that's why he's being muchzak, because he adds something to this legal statement. It's not simply a legal statement anymore; it's something more. Now, what I would have thought is okay, but in that adding that nevuah, he's now undermining the very legal statement itself. Because let's say if I'm the Rambam, I would say that if a guy adds something prophetic to it, or actually at the very least, it's extraneous. At the very least, okay, fine, but it's extraneous. So then what Tosas is saying, it's not. But Tosas is saying that now that he's saying that, so they're going to say, oh, Somchen Alav, right? B'mashem Hayam Maftiach, right? And then via Migdar Milsa B'davar Shadai Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabim. So it's like, because he's adding this element, and he's Muchzak, so now we see almost like a better version, like a for sure now it's going to be Migdar Milsa. What is he saying? What's he saying? What's the Navi, what's the Navi doing here? Or I should say, what's Eliyahu doing here? Let's say Eliyahu got up there and said, you know what? Shita b'chutz right now is okay, and it didn't say read as Eish. He's fulfilling a rasha, but what wouldn't have happened?
There people would have been effectiveness.
What would meaning it would have been Migdar Milsa?
Yeah,
good that we know. So that it wouldn't have been Migdar Milsa. Meaning the people would have said, okay, great, let's go back to the Vayibal.
The point
right?
is they saw the God.
In other words, it's not enough in some situations, right? Normally speaking, if Beis Din does a rasha, what do they say? The case of the killing of women in Ashkelon, right? That's Migdar Milsa, and that works. But here it seems like when Eliyahu steps on the Har Karmel, the fact that he's prophesizing this seems to indicate that Migdar Milsa will be insufficient if he just said Shechita B'chutz is okay. That's not enough, right? What it's more, something more has to take place here. Something more.
But I'd say
So therefore, where do Beis Din and Neviim's responsibilities converge? There is one point where they converge. Okay, that's a little more. The Rambam says in Mamrim, what's the function of Sanhedrin? What are they there to do? Okay, what else? What when they act as a Rasha, what are they doing? L'chazek das b'Yisrael. Right, they're strengthening the relationship in Israel have to the very religion itself. Right,
he can do Migdar Milsa.
Let's do that also.
As a Daya, it is decided that as a Navi it would be more effective. So the halachic mechanism is as a Daya, the Navi aspect is there for the effectiveness.
Right. So okay.
So at the core, he is a Daya who is using his status as a Navi to help accomplish his goals.
Interesting. So you're saying, you're flipping it. You're saying that really he's essentially a Dayan. But because he also has the status of being a Navi, he has, he has certain extra ammunition in his gun, so to speak, that could produce a greater quality or effect of the Hora Hashah.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What?
A Navi doesn't act within the system of Lacha. So acting within the system of Lacha, he is a Dayan. However, he's using it, he's using both.
Right, you're saying that Harasha really is a natural halachic process.
Right.
But the Navi, but qua Dayan.
Har Karmel is the case that we used to learn at
Eagle. Oh, okay, yeah.
Because he is a Dayan.
In other words, you could look at it as saying there are two separate phenomena here. There's the legal Shechita B'chutz, and then there's the discrete extraneous Maisa Nevuah. Two separate phenomena. Well, look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, what are they going to say? Right, right. He says, "Somchin alav." They're going to rely on him. B'mashahaya maftiach liyudas esh, v'shochten alav tachaso kachim b'chutz, shebeskuslo tulaso teret esh meshamayim, v'yem migdar milso b'davar shkash moshe kash brachu ramia v'yachshus mutav. See that last part there, right? B'davar migdar milso b'davar shkash moshe kash brachu rabim v'yachzu yishal mutav. So the objective of a rasha is that. That's the objective. The objective is that last line there. All right. What they're saying is that how are they going to see Elio? What's Elio doing from their perspective?
He's saying because
he's a Navi, he can now. There's a mechanism that he has of, let's say, again, in certain situations, to create a greater quality, a greater effect of a Rasha. So it's not that they're. One second. It's not that they're two separate phenomena. It's that he as this type of Dayan, he has the means of adding this new factor of what? One second. Of Yiras Eish, because what? Right. Whatever it is, I don't care. But it's fine. But the point is that the Yiras
Eish in the eyes of the people on Har Carmel that he's putting that he's enough. Halachically, it doesn't matter.
I understand. Right.
In other words, they see the system.
In other words, what are they going to see? What do they see? They see this guy who's like an arbiter of halacha. What's he doing? And he's a prophet. He's coming along and saying, this is okay. And now I have sort of like a smicha from God. And what's the reaction going to be? Reaction is? Therefore, what are they going to start doing? Return back to the bris. Right? Now, it's true. We can see it as being two separate phenomena. Meaning, there's the maisa of Dayanus. And then there's the fact that he's a Navi. But what do they say? Again, that's what Tosfos is saying. He's saying, they say, when they see it, they say, oh, v'shochten al haftachaso kachim. Whereas we're going to rely on his promise to shechtis kachim, right, b'chutz, because of his schus and tefillah, this prophecy will take place, and then v'yer migdal milso v'davar shiskadish moshal kash baruch rami yafzu yisrael mutav. So what does a Navi have that, what does this kind of Navi have the right ability to do? Elio. Why, that's why Elio is a paradigm case. He's producing the greatest effect of a Rasha possible.
His power is the same. His ability is the same.
If a Navi comes along and says, Vayet Halacha, what system is he operating under? Before Elof Tishmon. If a Navi just comes along, a Dayan.
He doesn't have to be a Dayan. He has to be a Navi.
Oh, so one second. So then if he's a Navi, and he's telling you to be violate Halacha, and he's saying he got it as a result of prophecy, meaning he got a nevuah. I know, that's my point. So I'm saying Navi Midaito, and I'm saying at this point, Navi Midaito means that he's a Dayan. In other words, he's going to learn that Migdar Milsa, that's the essential principle, right? And that already exists in the legal system. Migdar Milsa, that's just an axiom, it's a premise. That's the same way the Rambam knows it.
Okay.
The same way the Rambam knows it.
That I thought we learned it from Elof Tishmon.
But that's listening to a Navi.
Yeah, and from...
Oh, right. One second. So if you... Elof Tishmon teaches you that in a case of in a case of an Elio type phenomenon where there is Hara Shah plus an additional Nevuah. So in such a case, the Torah teaches you got to listen to that guy. Because he's not acting as a normal Dayan.
Anyway.
But he's not acting as a normal Dayan because a Dayan can't do that.
Don't we learn?
It's like this. Before this, right, you'd see two different... Here's the problem we have. We have two different systems of authority, right? We have the legal system and prophetic. Okay, now, let's take classic cases. The legal system is, Beis Din comes along and says, it's usher for you to eat this. That's legal.
Yes.
Nevuah system is, hey, tomorrow it's going to, what do you call it, rain tacos. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Two separate systems, okay? Now, let's say Weiss, no offense, right? Weiss is a Dayan. And Weiss gets up and says, you know what, listen, I'm telling you right now that that's usher. And you know why that's usher? Right? That's usher because God said X, Y, Z. Now, I would argue in that case, what does that do to your very... It throws it out. It's a psul. It's a defective Dayana, so to speak. If a Dayan did that, you say, one second. You understand that point, though? Okay, good. So now Eliyahu comes along, but what does he do? So I'm saying is that in the first answer, Tosfos, he's functioning, exactly, he's functioning as a Dayan, first and foremost. But now he has this other thing, right? So now what he would think is that, oh, one second, that's a psul of the very Dayanus. Kamash on that now. Now why? Because the effect of the Harash Shah, that's why he does it. The effect of the Harash Shah is going to be a greater effect. So he's driven by Midrash Milsa. It's just that he could produce a greater Midrash Milsa through his Nevuah powers. Let's just go back to the point I was making before. If the whole objective of Harash Shah, right, if we're acknowledging that we're, in a sense, leaving the normal legal system, we have no choice because we've lost the adherence. The bris is in danger. So now it's not so crazy to say that now within this third track legal system that the Navi can operate in it. Why not? Remember, we've abandoned the bris. So if our objective is to return B'nai Yisrael, make him do tshuva, or get him do tshuva, so every weapon that's at his disposal has to be there. Umiyu b'kray mashma.
Umiyu b'kray mashma. She'al pi adibor asa.
Okay, so he backs off a little bit. It's funny because when I first did this, except for one thing. So Tosos says, that's the evidence. In other words, later on, and the post game review, right? So he says, oh, by the way, I did this based on your dibor, right? Okay, fine. Which is fine. I don't mind that. And then keep going. So he quotes Rashi. He pairs Rashi Maragola. No, it's Perish on Nach, basically, right? Okay, now that's interesting. So what Tosos is saying there is that what is God telling him? So he's saying that I was able to go ahead and say that Shechita on the Bamas is okay because God said so. So when he stands up in front of Bnei Yisrael, he would say as follows. He would say, God told me as follows. Shech this animal on the Bama, and Ish is going to come down from the Shemayim. But it's all one prophecy from God. One prophecy. Okay. So now he says, let's keep going a little further. Shari. So since God told him, that's what makes it permitted. Mishum Sarach Shah Adin. Right?
What if
when
I'm doing
a... Oh, sorry. Mishum Sarach Shah. Right? So since God told him, right, that's permitted temporarily. Again.
But he's done.
I know we're going to get to that, but I'm saying, but you're acknowledging, I know, but you're acknowledging one thing, right? The fact that the ability to say it's mutter to do this whole piece here, meaning Shechita B'chutz through Esh Mishamayim, is all B'Apia Dibor. It's a different answer now. He says, Hu Adin, this also applies to what? Shalom B'Apia Dibor. Even if the Navi acted without prophecy. What does that mean? Because we know the Gemara and Megillah tells us that a Navi is not allowed to mechadesh davar. Well, how do you make sense of this?
It's done.
What? No, forget that. Forget what we said before. New answer. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I liked it.
Saying, yeah, you can say it's up to you before, but if the Navi is doing it, a Navi is not to be mechadesh davar, so the mechanism must have already existed. So therefore, if you do up to you do, you must be...
Like this. I'm just going to... Let me lay it out. Yeah. No comments until afterwards, okay? I'll say that, and with a little bit of... defining, okay? Tosus is saying that, no. He's saying, Harasha never existed before this. Never existed. Okay, never existed. No, I'm explaining. Okay. The facts. Okay. Toso says that what happened? Okay. The Kaven de Alpia Dibor. Okay. Since God is telling Eliyahu what? He's telling him that Shechita B'chutz is permitted. So again, that's a Chiddush. Because beforehand, Shechita B'chutz is Asur. And God's telling Eliyahu, no. Right now, Shechita B'chutz is permitted. Right? Shari. Right? It's Shari. Mishum Tzorach Shahu. Mishum Tzorach Shah. Because of this necessity of the moment. So now what I'm saying, stop for a second. What I'm saying is that what God is now introducing through Eliyahu is the mechanism of Rasha. Before this point in time, if a Navi got up there and said, hey, on my own das, I'm telling you, you can't Shechita B'chutz, or if a Dayan said you're Shechita B'chutz, what would the halacha be? To them. Over an Isser. Navi came in Chadish Davar. Dayan can't do such a thing. But God has to step in here, so to speak. Not has to, just relax. You know what I mean when I say that. God, right, the will of God was to now interact with Eliyahu and introduce this third rail, this new track of halacha called Hora Hashah. This is the case. Now, from that point in time, by introducing this new system, that's why he says, Hu adin shelo pi adibur, right? It would even apply by a case where it's not based on God, by Hora Hashah. So that's what brings the Rosh to existence. So now, your question has been bothering before even now that I'm defining it, your question that's been bothering you about the Gemara, about Elof Tishmon, works out beautifully. Because, of course you can extrapolate. Because the whole system of Rosh came from Eliyahu. So that's why Tosa says that's why they extrapolate the Beis Din. It came from Eliyahu. God invented it at that moment. Oh, now, so, Sharei Navi, Rosh Hashanah, Chadish Davar. Because if they weren't for this, you'd violate that Isser. In other words, how can a Navi do such a thing? Right? This gets out of that Isser. This isn't a violation of the Isser. No, even in other words like this. In other words, let's say a Navi comes along. Let me ask a question. Okay? Let's say a Navi comes along and says, let's say a Dayan comes along. Oh, so excuse me. Let's say a Navi comes along post Eliyahu and says, I'm telling you guys can't wear tzitzis for the next whatever, 2 months. Okay? So, he says you can't wear tzitzis. Okay? I'll keep it vague for a reason. Okay? So what's the halacha? Post Eliyahu. Why?
God said so.
Well, okay, a little more fancy. Come on. God said so. There you go, right? So that's not a violation of Navi Mechadesh Davar. But before Eliyahu, if a Navi came along and said, don't wear tzitzis, what would you say? Mechadesh Davar?
Let's say he said, God told me not to wear
tzitzis. Or it's post Eliyahu? There's no, that wouldn't exist.
That wouldn't happen.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is that a Navi Rashay L'Chadesh Davar means that a Navi on his own volition can never introduce something new to the Torah. So if a Navi came along and tried, before Eliyahu, if a Navi came along and tried to do a Rasha, you kick him out and say he's a Navi Sheker. That's L'Chadesh Davar. Because at that point there was no differentiation between Doros and Shah. There's no mechanism like that. You can't change halacha. The legal system set up in a specific way. So the guy comes along and says, listen, I'm suspending halacha. He can't do such a thing. A Navi Rasha L'Chadesh Davar. But now, meaning on his own, right? Now, this is the first time, I don't care chronologically, what I'm saying is that what God, the bris is in danger, right? So, there is no mechanism, now I'm going to get a little more definitive now, there's no mechanism that exists in the legal system to save the system. The bris is in danger. And the entire legal system, its hands are tied. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to add another mechanism, a new mechanism called a Ra Hashah, that doesn't exist. What I'm saying is that, so, and now it's very, in other words, you can argue that what's he doing, in other words, it's funny. I'm not abandoning the idea of Eliyahu as a Dayan. What I'm saying is like this. No. What I'm saying is that what does God do? So God, there's really, I would argue that Eliyahu, because then I want to be able to extrapolate from Eliyahu to Sanhedrin. But I don't want to say you can't extrapolate from a pure Navi to a Dayan. So what I would argue is like this. I'll tell you, because that's weird. Two different systems. But I think it's easier to say that no. Eliyahu also, in the second answer, is functioning as a Dayan too. He is a Dayan. Right? But the only thing is that as a Dayan, there is no mechanism for him to institute Hora Hashah as a Dayan. Right? In other words, I would argue, so to speak, the Eliyahu recognizes that for it to be Migdar Milsa.
As a Navi, it tells him that as a Dayan, he can be
God uses the mechanism of Nevuah to now, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Lahavdil. As a mechanism. Not that Eliyahu was like Moshe. Why?
So problematic.
There are moments where the legal system on its own, where the normal legal system can't work because the bris is in danger. The bris is in danger.
You're so that's a new.
Let's be one second. He's not touching the right system itself. In other words, what he's saying is, it's not a new mitzvah. No, how?
Because he's saying you.
No one is saying you can touch a mitzvah. You can't change the mitzvah.
You can temporarily.
That's not a change. That's the whole point.
But you create.
You harashah. No, I would say harashah is the mechanism that allows the system to constantly exist. It saves the bris.
Yeah.
There are times where the legal system on its own can't do that.
Yes, but
there's two parts to the. No, he's saying that God is commit. It's a tzivuy. God's
saying
this. To be clear, everyone agrees that a Navi, even if God told him so, right, if he says there's an additional mitzvah permanently, right?
You kill him.
You kill him. That's a fact. So, one second. So, we know the limitation of a Navi comes if he says this mitzvah is now off the books, or there's a new mitzvah on the books forever. That's a defect in his devuah. That's one extreme. The other extreme is that if a dayan comes along, right, and says, listen, by the way, we're going to suspend this mitzvah for a little while, he's out. Kill him. Whatever. His psalm is dayanus. This is, I'm saying Tosfos, before Elio. Before Elio, we have two roads in front of us, right? We have a Navi, even if he says this from God, goes out and says, add a mitzvah, out. And if a dayan comes along and says, I'm suspending this mitzvah temporarily, out. Both those things don't exist. Okay? Now, what happens here? Elio comes and says, God told me that a rasha is...
For dayan.
First he says, again, he says, harasha is a new institution.
For dayan.
One second. So that's a different question. One second.
For dayan or for dayan?
So the precise way of asking that question is, how is instituting harasha not a violation of Baltosef of Baltigra?
Yes.
Good. Okay, how do you answer that? That's not a question on this.
No, that is.
No, that's a question on...
On your understanding of this.
No, in general, how could this be?
No, meaning because you're assuming that a Navi can never change it from the beginning.
How is this not a violation of Baltosef Baltigra? It's pretty easy. What's the violation of Baltosef Baltigra? Baltosef Baltigra means that now I'm going into the very... Remember how you said before, you can't go into the Derisa system?
Okay.
Baltosef means I'm going into the Derisa system itself, into the very mitzvos, and tinkering with them.
So how is he...
That's not what he's doing here. That's the point I'm trying to get across. The objective of Rosh Hashanah...
It's still usher, just you have to do it right.
As I said during this year, there are times where the mitzvah itself, right, is not functioning properly. Where the mitzvah is supposed to, it's what mitzvah is supposed to do is lead to our perfection. But what a Navi or a Dayan can see is they can see that no, the thing is actually being destructive, right? It's an amazing idea, but it can be the case. Meaning, we have to look at the bris as a whole. And right now, this institution is an obstacle to the bris, okay? In doing so, when they say, they're not saying that Shechita, of course Shechita B'chutz is Asr. But the Maisa they're doing here is a Maisa Harashah. That's outside the system of Isser and Heter. It's not saying, it's not changing, it's not touching Shechita B'chutz. That's what Harashah means. It's not a matir of Shechita B'chutz. That's the incorrect way to look. Then you got your question. Then you're stuck. It's not a matir Shechita B'chutz. It's not.
What if you're not?
Why are you guys so shocked by this? There's a machlokus in the Gemara about whether you listen to Baskol or not. According to one mandalmer in the Gemara, you listen to Baskol. We listen to Baskols. I don't understand why you guys are so offended by it. If you're telling me that we're able to listen to a Baskol, one sheet of the Gemara Paskins that way.
That
we listen to Baskol. But the point is, if your mode is such a possibility exists, then what you're saying is that there's something more open to Sinai than you realize, because God, in a sense, can intervene.
Sure.
So one second.
That's an interaction within the
system. Toso says, Lo b'shamayim. He says, V'hadamar parakama divamos. Now, what's our case above Metzia? Our case above Metzia is the case of, let me make sure I don't mix this up, is the case of that the Baskol tried to support Rebbe Eliezer, right? Tried to support him. Is it above Metzia and Metzia's own base? Right? Yeah. And it kept coming over and over again to say, the Baskol says, no, listen to Rebbe Eliezer. And at the end of the day, we reject it. Right? Lo b'shamayim. But the problem is the Gemara in Yevamos, not our Yevamos, says no. It says in the case of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, what happened? So Beis Hillel goes by the Rove. Beis Shammai were very smart, so they were stuck. And what happened? The Baskol came along and said, go like Beis Hillel. So Tosfos has a very good question. Imanoshach, right? How do you resolve the two Gemaras, right?
Yeah.
And remember, keep another thing in mind as a back pocket question. Because if you're going to go to the extreme position, what do you do with Lobo Shemayim here? Okay. The Tosfos has two answers. Right, he says, So what's answer number one? Meaning, why do they listen
we're
to...
Not following what? The Baskal, I'll be halacha. We're following it just because we don't know. Like, it's something right. Where you could go either way. So
okay.
It's like good
why could you go either
right.
Way?
Right. So it's a machria. No, it's a
machria. What do you mean? We don't have machria.
I know. Why? We don't. I know. And here, but here they knew about Rabim, but they said, but we know Rabim's good, but Beis Shammai being brilliant is also a very good argument. They didn't know which way to go.
For whatever reason, halachically, they weren't sure which way to go. So it's just like taking advice. It's like they
right.
Rolled a die.
That's what I'm saying. That's
what
I'm saying.
Right. But let's understand. But now let me just inject something in that for a second. Okay. There's something beautiful there that you may not realize. Okay. It's beautiful. Which is that, you see, the very fact that we would allow the Baskal into the base measure, so to speak, shows you something very important about what makes our legal system, in this way of learning, very unique, right? And in fact, I would argue, reinforces the fact that it's Torah Mishamayim. How does it reinforce the fact it's Torah Mishamayim? Because, man, I'm not being philosophical. Because our no. I don't mean that sense. Meaning like this. In other words, when we sit down with the Machlokas, right, we do our best to figure out which way to go. Right? And it's an amazing idea. There are times where, because we're human beings, our knowledge is limited. So as a reflection of the fact that the system is divine, why do we invite the Baskal Lebes Medrash? Because there are moments where there's a certain gap that exists in the system. There's a natural, one second, there's a natural gap that exists in the system. That gap is what allows for a Baskal to come in and function as a Machria. Now you may say, well, not so fast. Maybe not. But that's why Tosos is a second answer. And that's why I'm launching that into this, really defends it. Because what?
Tosos is his first answer though. I don't think he's saying that the Baskal is actually...
It's a Machria.
The Baskal is the same...
Right, one second. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Saying.
I'm not... In this answer, I agree with you. I'm saying is that I'm the one who says Machria. In other words, it's a Machria, and you're right. The reason why, why they listen to the Baskal is because, in other words, they're saying, we have a Machria. Right, we don't know what to do. And this, the fact that it comes from God is a plus. Which, by the way, if someone else would have come in and given a Machria, it's not at all. Right? Meaning like this, meaning that there are, no, one second.
I mean, we can't use it to affect halacha.
Correct. Well, okay. But it does play. But you do acknowledge it plays some role. You listen to the Baskal because it comes from God. Then this doesn't make any sense according to you. No question. The first way of learning is going to the slide that says we're never listening to Baskal except for here, right? So according to that way of learning, it's saying the only way it could ever work. You're right. You're saying when I say stronger, you understand what I mean. It's stronger than a Machria. It's saying that here there was a danger, some sort of danger in the legal system, and the Baskal steps in.
Just like
okay, but the point is that there is something legal taking place here. There's a legal mechanism. It's not pure philosophy. There's nothing legal. They're Dayanim. They're Dayanim. They're deciding because of the Baskal.
Because they needed a philosophy.
It impacted them. I don't care how minuscule you want to make it. It's not philosophy. They're not saying, oh, listen, let's discuss proofs of Baskals. What they're saying is that, we were going to do this. The Baskal says, right? We won't do this now.
So now, based upon...
Here he says, V'od. Now, this is learning as if we do listen to Baskals. Remember, there's that sheet in the Gemara. So listen to this. Maybe you'll say no. V'od, you'll say that... Dekan over here lo yatsa baskal el mishum kvodo the rebel Ezra shamin shemayim yochichu, right? So meaning like really no, you could argue we always listen to baskals, right? We do listen to baskals like that sheet in the Gemara. It's here's the exception. In other words, this is the exception here. Why don't we listen to the baskal here?
Because it's just for the cover of Rebel.
Because the cover of Rebel Ezra. So now I want to posit the following as well.
I understand what that means. Cover Rebel.
I'll explain what it means in a second. It was like this. In other words. Tosus is being greedy. Because what I would say is that if you're going to tell them, we always listen to Baskals, right? So why should there be an exception here? In other words, it says by Rav Lazar. I can answer Lo B'Shamayim also. Yeah, what about Lo B'Shamayim? Would you answer that too? Right? So I think what Tosus is saying is like this, okay? In other words, if we say that we listen to Baskals, right? We do listen to Baskals, right? Baskals are more than invited into the base medrash, right? I'm not going to get into how far they go. That's a separate sugya. Let's assume the door is much wider than the first case, right? Tosus' second answer is learning, normally we will listen to Baskal. This is the exception, okay? So what's the function of Baskal then? What's Baskal doing?
It's
a Baskin. So that's what I'm trying, be careful. Well, we gotta be careful. In other words, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that using the concept of the first case, okay, but expanding it, what we would say is that the halachic system was given to man, right? It's given to us to figure things out, right? But there's always going to be an inherent gap in our ability to decide, right? Meaning that we do our best, but there's always going to be information that we just can't access because we're human beings, right? So there are moments, I don't care why, but there are moments where what can happen where the Baskal can function in a halachic manner. It can function halachically, right? But not that's not what's happening by the case of Rebbe Elazar. What's happening by the case of Rebbe Elazar?
It's not coming for halacha
reasons, right? Okay, now you can ask a great question, which is
whatever.
But it's still, how do you know
what?
They know that.
No, not that. You can ask why is Boswell coming? I don't know.
It's not covered by Rebbe Elazar.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying why would a Boswell come in if they're not going to listen to it?
Because it's a bezer to Rebbe Elazar from.
We have a question.
Fine.
We have a question.
And that's Lobo Shemayim. No, that's Lobo Shemayim. I mean, what's Lobo Shemayim teaching you? It's teaching you that Boswells, you do listen to Boswell, except in a case where it's not halachic. That's Lobo Shemayim, according to Tosfos. Now, one second. If you go based on the idea that we listen to Boswell, and I would argue, I don't think it's such a crazy idea, because I'd say that since this is a system from the divine, right, there is a gap that exists in our Chachma. That there's always going to be information we don't have access to. One second. So God, in a sense, if you hold, we listen to Boswell, so what did God do? So God left an opening. There's a gap that exists where every so often, what could happen? A Navi, by the way, and everyone extrapolates from Tosos. Everyone extrapolates from Tosos that a Navi could come along into a base measures and say what?
Sock.
You guys are machlo. Yeah. But you guys have machlokas. Us or mutter? I come along to mutter. I'll show you.
Only they already have machlokas. You can't say, oh, you weren't considering this. Consider that.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So if that's true, if that's the case, but even I don't care if the Navi doing that. I'm saying, but if we have an idea of a Boskol being engaged, meaning we already have a precedent, so to speak, that the divine can be involved in the halachic system, so then why is it such a chiddush here? Why Tosus' point here is such a big chiddush? Because Tosus is saying that what had to happen here, there was the Hora Shah pre-Eliyahu. So now, just like if a Boskol can affect the halachic system, okay, what's wrong with saying that now this is just a major Boskol? It's operating based on the same system. Why? If we're saying the premise is as follows. Boskols can come in and have an effect on the halachic system.
Okay.
Now you have to acknowledge that's a possibility because it was a machlokas in the Gemara. Tosfos here is saying that the case here by Bava Metzia is the exception.
But and only limit to what type of effect.
One second. So normally speaking, you'd be correct. You would say that normally what can Boskol do? It can't tell you.
The
one
same
second.
Thing a rabbi.
They can't tell you there's a new mitzvah. Right? Right.
Or it can function like a rabbi.
What? Right, can't do that either, right?
God's a rabbi, okay? God is me.
One second. But what it can do is it can tell you Asr Mutter, right? But you're comfortable with that idea.
Sure.
No.
You're saying is that you're questioning the premise of how could a Navi do such a thing. And I'm saying your premise is incorrect. What I'm saying is that the ability for the Navi to effectuate a change in the halachic system.
It's only
Now again,
say you can't do it.
The same way that a Navi can come along, what can a Navi do? He can't tell you a new mitzvah, and he can't take away a mitzvah. Yes. But he can tell you which way to go, because you can argue, and why? Because you can argue there's a gap there.
Both paths exist anyway, so he tells you which one to go down. He can't make a new path.
There is information that I have that you don't know, and that's why I can tell you it's mutter. Because I know. One second. So if that's true,
you can't make a new path.
If that's true, but you're missing the point. If the Navi's very system is based on the fact that he has knowledge that you don't,
sure.
That you don't, so then now what's happening by Eliyahu Carmel? God's coming along and saying to Eliyahu, you didn't know about this beforehand. I'm introducing a new legal mechanism, right? A new legal mechanism. It's not touching the mitzvos at all. It's not telling you psak. It's a little stronger than psak, but it's the basic same concept, which is a Navi has information that the Dayan doesn't. So you acknowledge the idea that a Boskol could come in because there's a gap in the legal system, because we don't know which way to Paskin. Once that gap exists, then there's no reason why that Eliyahu can't come along and say, oh, there was something else missing. There's another gap. Hurrah, Shah!
It's just taking it 10 times.
That's why I think Tosfos moves back in his third answer. In other words, that's why Tosfos goes in his third answer to say, not so fast. That's why Tosfos wants to say it was always in the Torah, so to speak. It's almost like a compromise answer. It's Pshara.
But you're not using
the first answer, Tosfos, i.e. Rambam, what you would say is, Harasha was always built into the legal system. I mean, this Maisa Rasha always existed. Okay? Okay, then you got to work out the Gemaras. Okay? Maisa Rasha always existed. All right? But what that minimizes is the incredible Chiddush that Harasha is. Tosfos' second answer, right, in a sense, what he's trying to bring forth is to say that this really was a radical new concept that only could have been brought into existence through a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There is no way Hurrah Shah could naturally exist. Because it's a crazy idea. The legal system set up in a specific way. Meaning what I want us to do is I want us to now define the Rambam in a clearer way. Because Tosos, I think, makes a lot of sense. I'm setting this up as a way to make us clarify the Rambam. Because it's a radical idea to suggest that I can go ahead and suspend halacha. What do you mean I can suspend halacha? What does that mean? Tosus is saying, you're right. It was so radical that what had to happen? That God had to tell Eliyahu, I'm introducing Harasha into the system. And yes, you have your questions of, all the questions you're talking about are valid questions. I don't think they're valid questions, but I understand what's bothering you. But it's bothering you because you're thinking of it, because you're thinking it from a perspective of the system's fixed from Sinai. What I'm saying is that no. What I'm saying is that if you allow Bas Kol to exist, what you're ultimately saying is that there is a mechanism that exists for the divine to be involved.
What point
this goes back a bit. Because those are not so fast. Those are the Odi Shlomar. It's interesting, so it isn't like Rashi. He's saying, you don't have to learn that ukudvarcha means that God told them. Rather, lo sharm alakash baracha. Elamikra haya doresh, right? It's a great answer. There's a pasuk, right? That he darshened out. Dechsev goy ukahal goyim yamimeka. So the Torah says in Bracious, right? In the brachos, right? Goy ukahal goyim yamimeka. And there was a famous idea from Kabbalah, the tradition, okay? In the future, there is some Torah Shaval Peh, then in the future, your sons, meaning Bnei Yisrael, will do like the actions of the Nachrim. By the way, this is a two-stepper. It's a two-step drush. Because the first step is this. And then what does Maisa Nachrim mean? Meaning all along they knew that Maisa Nachrim must mean...
Not listening.
Hey, no.
I know,
but I'm just saying, in other words, think about it. In other words, the Torah says, Goy ka goy mi mecha, right? Oh, what does that mean? They'll do actions of Nachram. Right. And what does that mean?
Right.
Shechita b'chutz. Okay. So they knew that, meaning
wait,
that...
They knew they could do Shechita b'chutz, like, allowed to, or that they would?
No, they would. There would be a point in time, there's going to be a point in time where this is going to have to be done. Right? Perish lishcha b'chutz, bani maskim al yada. Meaning what? Meaning that...
God's going to be okay with it.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. Meaning that... So this is a little bit, it's a very interesting answer, right? Because Tosos is saying in this answer that what? That all along, this is, now I'm going to use your word of existing. All along, the notion of Ahara Shah Shechita B'chutz existed.
But only
right?
Shechita
B'chutz. Only Shechita B'chutz. So but no, I would argue, no.
No.
She needs to be activated.
Right.
No.
In words,
Bazin came along.
Right, in other words, we know, right. I think I'm saying the same thing, but let me make sure. In other words, in the Torah, what do we see? We see there's going to be a point in time, at some point, of Shechita B'chutz, okay? But if you're going to say Shechita B'chutz, how could that be? Harasha.
Right.
So that exists. So Shechita B'chutz, but they're going to learn out Harasha from Shechita B'chutz, meaning Harasha was never deployed until this point in time. Mm-hmm. So Tosus is... It could have been. Exactly.
Why
so this is the could have been. This is where in the legal books, somewhere in the scrolls in the basement was this halacha, right? And they're just trying to figure out at what time. And somehow, I mean, that's ingenious that Eliyahu was able to figure out on his own, which by the way is a much simpler way of reading the story in Malachim. He's able to work on his own that this is the time to deploy it, right? This time. And in doing so, now Harasha now is, well, to put it in very simple ways, actualized.
He figured out the issue.
Meaning, it existed in potentia, and that's actualized.
And the